Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What it do?
You know, listen.
Why are you laughing, Key?
Because Yates' choice of music.
Can you hear Key? I can't hear him.
I can hear Key.
You can't hear me, Max?
Oh, now I got you. Oh, yeah,
the music was too loud.
Max, do you hear me?
I got you now. They opened up something.
Are you sure you hear me, Max?
Yates, turn the snare down.
Where's my snare? I have no snare in my
Where's my snare?
You know, listening to that sound coming in.
It only
made you think about
person.
Some nasty stuff?
Yeah, no, just the sound, not the music.
Don't get, hey, it's Monday morning now.
I wonder, like, oh, we think they're fourth quarterback. We could find a guy in the third round. Oh, you got to get lucky. You got to have good scouting. And the guy has to exist, right? Like, the guy has to exist. You can't just invent them. Or Key, the question is there someone in every draft in the later rounds who, if he goes to the right situation with the right coaching, can be coached up to be a competent quarterback? Because if that's not the case, if there is.
Yeah, in the right situation, just because a guy, I mean, you don't have to.
In every draft.
You don't have to be a top five guy. You can, if you got the right stuff around you, you have opportunity. It's all about the surroundings, the environment, man. It's all about that, the culture, the coaching staff. There's a lot of great players that go to coaching staffs. You never hear from them again.
So the
there's
fact
a lot of great player. It's a lot of players that aren't considered great that go to coaching staffs, and they're it's like, oh my God, where did we find this guy at?
So the fact that you get paid at that position, if you're one of those guys, must be as much to do with the fact that the team has invested years in your development, right? And therefore, that you have value to them. Because if you can pluck anyone, if every draft there's a guy in the later round you could pluck out in the right situation with the right coaching and get them to be a competent NFL quarterback.
Man, think about it. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. He almost took his team to the Super Bowl because he went to the right situation, the right environment. Everything was perfect. Had he gone to Carolina, now what, right? We'd be like, get this dude out of here.
Mm-hmm. Same thing in basketball? Or no, I feel like it's different.
Exactly the same thing.
Really, in the G, there's you could just pluck a guy out of the G League, right situation, he could be a productive NBA player.
What you think Austin Reeves is?
I was just about to say that, Keith.
No question, but Austin Reeves to me is actually good.
But what
good.
You think Caruso was?
Also,
right
good
situation.
Play.
Situation. Max, right my situation. First year, I got dropped. I mean, we ran the triangle. Situation, right? The triangle was built for a strong wing and a center. Not like what guard have you ever heard be dynamic in the triangle? Tell me
a strong guy to bring the ball up and play defense and
Derek
hit threes.
Fisher,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
situation, coaching.
You want to sneak in
there
a few
you
calls?
Go, Jay. Situation and coaching, right?
Goes a long way, Key, don't it?
Because look, as for us, as great as D. Fish was for us in the Lakers. Had you put him on the Bulls when Jay was there running the triangle?
Well, it looked really different, Key. It looks different running the triangle with Kobe and Shaq than it does with Jalen Rose and Eddie Curry. No offense, Jalen Rose and Eddie
As
Curry.
As we're waiting for Kimberly Martin, for them to be finished putting the final touches on the masterpiece in the makeup room. You want
to
take some
Nobody
calls
you
on,
had to give all that
on basketball? Don't worry about me. You want to do some final calls in basketball?
Yeah,
because we're going to talk football, but I feel like people want to talk. Here's an opportunity.
Yeah, but you started talking about
in.
The makeup room, not
yeah, because
football.
Kimberly,
and cousin
Kimberly
Kim didn't do nothing to you.
Has to be, not. It's nothing.
She's
here she
right
is.
Now. She's
I was just saying, Kimberly, as they're putting the final touches on the masterpiece in the makeup room, and these guys, let's sneak in a call, and these guys took exception to that. Like I gave something away.
Kim, I see you today. I see you today with the glow in
Jay,
the hair.
You know what?
See,
Jay,
when you're not here, doesn't say it. I say
you.
It.
This is why I appreciate you, because Max, he's all business, which I appreciate, but the same time.
Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. I'm the one saying as they put the final touches on the masterpiece in the makeup room, these dudes take exception.
Max.
Then you walk in, they do a 180,
Max.
Say it, and now I get blamed.
She woke up this way.
You know what?
That's what I'm saying. No, Max.
I don't care who you are. No one wakes up that way. That doesn't happen by accident. Kimberly A. Martin with us now.
Kimberly, how you doing, young lady?
What? I'm a little I don't even know what to do with that. I'm good. It's like almost key being normal is not normal.
No, it's not normal.
So it threw me off. Like, hello,
Keyshawn. Oh, God. Speaking of normal, there you go, Max.
Oh, it's for me.
Kim,
thank
you. What's up with D-Hop in Arizona? Can the Ravens make a play for him?
Yeah, I don't see the Ravens going after him. I actually talked to a GM, not the Ravens GM. I talked to a different GM yesterday, and I was like, "Who wants D-Hop?" And his response, literally in the text, was nobody. Not at $19 million. Mm. And that's the interesting thing, because what we think of value, what players, you know, actual players in the league, a lot of players would love to have D-Hop if you ask them, right? But as you ask around the league and when you're trying to formulate your rosters, especially with the draft coming up, I don't know. It's interesting that there isn't more of a market for him, but that does speak to, you know, you get some years on you, you look at contracts, and you got to make everything fit within the parameters of what your team is trying to do. So
what's the right price for him? Like, what's a reasonable price?
Kimberly A. Martin, general manager.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not as high on D. Like, I just think when you're making a team right now, like, I'm like wide receiver at that position. I rather, like, if this isn't the draft to like go find like the wide receiver, right? But I don't know. I'm not as high as maybe some other people. At this point,
like, can you tell me why though, Kim? Like, why aren't you high? Because every time I've seen D-Hop when he's available,
he looks good to me.
Legendary.
Yeah, I do think the time in Arizona hasn't helped. Like, I do think everything in Arizona. There has been chatter about like locker, like I locker room being like a vet leader, good for guy, you know, like that kind of stuff.
You're saying.
Yeah, that you just hear enough chatter about personalities and how you within Arizona's building. There was a lot of that, though.
Let me ask you something. And Key, I want to know from you, too. I'm so curious about this topic. Mm-hmm. Number one, when they look at a guy like DeAndre.
We should ask Key what he thinks about D-Hop, you know what I mean?
But no one wants him. You look at two things because the number's too high. You say, okay, the production has slipped enough where there's whatever going on in the locker room that doesn't entice teams. To me, DeAndre Hopkins, I don't watch a lot of Arizona games unless it's the red zone. Mm-hmm. But to me, DeAndre Hopkins still looks good when he plays.
Yeah.
How much of it is a slippage and how much of it is personality? That's what I want to know from both of you.
I think it depends. I think it depends on the team that you're looking at. Like, you know, every team will value any sort of locker room issues or any sort of character more than the production. Like, there's just some teams that are saying, like, listen, I just want guys that I don't have to worry about. Other teams will say, hey, he can still make plays. I think he's like a great piece. He actually did an interview where someone was asking him about, like, give your like body language reaction to particular teams are you interested in. And he kind of was like, the guy said Jets and he was like, said Bills. He was like, and Chiefs. He was like, okay. To me, the Bills and the Chiefs, in Buffalo, he'd be a luxury piece. You know what I mean? Like, he's an added piece. Like, I think that's what you want. I want a team that is, hey, we're going all in right now. And we are on the precipice of a Super Bowl. Like, that to me is the team that I think should, like, go all in. Like, if the Jets said, hey, we're just going to try to add Aaron Rodgers and we are in on Odell, but we're going to add, like, that would make sense to me. But I think in Baltimore, you have all sorts of other factors happening and other roster concerns.
Kim, is there a serious threat if they don't get it? If Baltimore, you mentioned, they don't get a deal done with Lamar, is there a serious threat that they could draft a quarterback in the first round?
I mean, theoretically, they could. You know, like, depending on, they pick, what, 22nd? Thing with me with the Ravens is they have 5 picks this draft, right? 2 in the top 100. If I'm a Ravens fan, I don't like where the Ravens are sitting. Like, the whole Lamar Jackson situation gives me anxiety, because as much as we know he should really be there week one because they have a lot of leverage with the tag and no other interests, you still feel like, is he going to show up? I think so, but I don't know. And they can't tell you for certain whether he's going to show up.
Why would he show up? Why, when you have Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts about to set the market, why not? I don't see the incentive to show up, sit out, let them set the market.
Well, you do want to play enough. You know, we had this, Mike Tannenbaum and I were on a production call earlier, and the conversation about leverage, and he does technically have to play a certain amount of games to accrue the season. You know what I mean? To, like, have that count. But with Lamar, the question is, what is his real priority? Do you want to be the highest paid? Is that really your priority? Because if not, then you're not stepping on the field then until that happens for you. But as far as the Ravens and drafting a QB, yeah, you could get Hendon Hooker and Richardson and the guy who eats the bananas with the peel. I'm blanking on his name right now. Levis. You could, right? But to me, it's sort of like you already have a disgruntled quarterback who feels like you didn't do anything to improve the offense around him enough. Now you're going to draft a young kid when you still have roster holes, and then you need, and it's somebody that who needs some seasoning. I don't know. They've got, like I said, 5 picks in the top 100. They have a lot of roster holes that I think should be addressed.
Kim, we got about a minute left. Mm-hmm. Buda Baker, 5-time Pro Bowler, once out of Arizona. Seems like nobody wants to play in Arizona these days.
Would you?
Agreed. What do you think is a good landing spot for him?
I mean, at this point, if you are a vet out there and you know, I want to go to Buffalo. I want to go to Kansas City. I want to go to, like, teams that are on the doorstep. The teams like the Jets, like teams that literally are like, hey, we're all in. But ultimately, like you saw with Odell, like, if you pay guys, whoever's paying the most money usually gets that guy. You know what I mean? So I think it's the question for him is, do you want to win or do you want to get paid?
How about the Cowboys?
I think Jamal Adams' situation, Kim, may have hurt Buda Baker as well, because a safety, you know, safety's not going to change the fortunes of your team to win a Super Bowl.
No one's giving up 2 ones for him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Kim. Kimberly A. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
You came in taking shots at me.
What are you about to say now, Max?
She came in, taking shots at me.
I'm giving you texture today.
Yeah. Ooh, you're right. I didn't see that.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is my issue with Max.
He's not
observant. He's not observant.
I don't know what to do.
I was so observant that I passed you in the makeup room, and when people are like, where's Kimberly? Like, they're putting the finishing touches on a masterpiece. And I got nothing but flack for it. Then you walk in, Jay says one thing.
Just tell me.
Benedict Arnold over here says one thing.
Yes, Keith.
Just know, Kim, Max not paying attention. That's shocking.
Maybe. It's got to be me. I don't know.
I can't.
My denim Jays aren't.
What's your
Max,
biggest takeaway?
That's what you say, Max. It's not you. It's me, Kim. Mm-hmm. It's me.
Mm-hmm. Self-centered. It's me. What's your biggest takeaway from opening weekend in the NBA? And I will be seeing you later today, Kimberly A. Martin, on the Hit Show. This just in, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN Radio. And some post. Thanks, guys. All right, coming up, NBA Talk, KJM.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
So clean.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Guys, people want to talk about these playoffs that just, I mean, what an opening. I can't remember a better game one weekend than this one in the NBA. It was crazy.
It's almost like when we think about the best opening weekend of sports, you think about, okay, first weekend of March Madness. I'm like, this surpassed that to me.
I agree. For the first time ever in my lifetime watching basketball, I legit didn't know who was going to win really any series heading into the first, except for Denver T-Wolves.
I know we haven't talked about it a lot yet, but, I mean, look, there's so many intriguing matchups. But the matchup between the Cavs and the Knicks –
nuts.
Like, to me, it's so live just because so many Knicks fans, all they wanted was to go in for Donovan Mitchell. Like, I thought they should have went in for it. I thought they should have given up R.J. Barrett and some other pieces. But hearing the chatter on social media about people revisiting that while I'm watching Jalen Brunson, who is the epitome of KISS, keep it simple, stupid, is what we say in basketball. 24-7, and the way Julius Randle played, you just feel like the Knicks could find themselves in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Really?
They potentially could.
I'll tell you what, Key, Jay. Jalen Brunson, you know, I know this is an oversimplification, Jay, and guys like you in the league hate it because guys like me just reduce it to some absurd, like, one-on-one thing. But I'll say this. Among evenly matched teams, in my lifetime watching the NBA, usually the team with the best player does win. And I got to say, Jalen Brunson was the best player on either team, right? Like, the Knicks won because this dude was the best player on either team, and let alone what he brings to the locker room and all that stuff. He looks like, I knew he was good. He's great. He's great. He's a great player.
I'm just, go ahead, Key.
No, go.
I was going to tell y'all that, you know, so a name that you won't hear a lot is Isaac Okoro, who plays for the Cavs. He is by far their best defender on the perimeter, okay? But he can't shoot. Like, he's not shooting the ball well, so it makes him a liability on the offensive end, and they end up stacking the lane for guys like Donovan Mitchell. That's why I see Donovan Mitchell. D. Mitch is a special player, but he tries to shoot himself out of slumps to a degree. But they had Chetty Osman in. And, like, once again, similar to how we talked about Tyus Jones being picked on by Austin Reeves, Jalen Brunson picked on Osman all day long.
Can you rewind and say that name one more time?
Chetty Osman.
No, you said Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson. That was mad. A lot of names.
Jalen Brunson. We got to clip that one off.
Pharaoh Munster. Jalen Brunson.
Now, see, you like this series. I like the Kings and the Warriors.
Kings and Warriors matchup?
Yeah. I mean, Lakers, that's an easy pick for me. But the Kings and the Warriors, I think that one right there, because it's so much tension. They so close together in terms of cities. And it just feels like they've been the little brother for so long to the Golden State Warriors being right around the corner. And on top of that, you got to think about the last time. It's been a drought since Kansas City. Oh, Lord. Kansas City Kings, since the Sacramento Kings have made a deep run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Guys, think about the difference. Not just little brother. You got, on the one hand, the most successful franchise in recent NBA years by far is the Warriors, right?
Little brother in terms of the Bay Area.
No, of course. But I'm saying the most successful by far is the Warriors. The least successful by far is the Sacramento Kings. You have Sacramento, who plays in actually the capital, technically, of the state of California, but the Warriors, who are Silicon Valley. That's really where all the – like, you have the complete opposite ends of the spectrum, the most experienced championship team, the least experienced team. And here comes De'Aaron Fox, who I'll remind people, in the Sweet 16 against Lonzo Ball, who getting all the fanfare, drafted second overall by the Lakers, did the same thing. Gave Lonzo 39 on one end and held him to 10, 11, 12 points on the other. Doing his thing again.
Yeah, I mean, him and Malik Monk. And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and say it because I love him as a player. And the adversity he's been able to bounce back from has been unprecedented in watching what Klay Thompson has been able to do. But last year, everybody kept saying, well, look at Klay Thompson locking up Jaylen Brown in the finals. And I'm like, okay, well, Jaylen catches the ball, like, you know, free throw line extended, turn face, one, two, three dribbles. He's not in his bag. Like, De'Aaron Fox is a one-man fast break. De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk are constantly beating Klay Thompson off the bounce. Just watch it. Like, Klay Thompson is not that type of perimeter defender. Maybe 5-6 years ago, you know, he can lock up like that. But when you have him on the perimeter, like with the way Malik and these guys bounce with it, De'Aaron Fox east to west, he
it's
can't guard it, man.
It's not a big, small forward shooting guard, you know, spotting up. It's a De'Aaron Fox, too, there's some guys, and again, this maybe it feels like an oversimplification, just because it's been like this in the past doesn't mean it'll be like this in the future. I get it. De'Aaron Fox is a big game player. He's a big game player. Jalen Brunson is going to start to stake out a bit. Jimmy Butler, for example, big game player, right? Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of big game players step up in game one. DJ in Baltimore.
Hold on, wait. Q was about to ask me a question.
Oh, go.
No, I was going to ask you, how difficult is it to guard somebody who's left-handed? That's a left-hand shooter.
I mean, just naturally, Key, every time you go up defensively to swipe on it, the ball comes from your right pocket, right? So it comes from your literally, you're right. If you put your hand into your right pocket, that's where you naturally go to strip the ball on shots and everything. When it comes from the left pocket, it's just awkward. You know what I mean? Like, you're used to shading somebody one way. Lefties are difficult to guard. And you don't see – I mean, the Knicks have all the lefties on one team. But it's difficult for a guy who's shifty like that, who can move like De'Aaron Fox, who's quick, who gets shots off from different angles.
Southpaw, every sport is hard, different. Right? You don't see a left-handed pitcher or your left-handed hitter, you're not going to do well usually. You fight a southpaw, you're just not used to seeing him. It's going to be tough. Now, DJ in Baltimore, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Well, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's poppin'?
First, before I give you guys my take on the sports, I just want to wish my mom a happy 50th birthday today. She's at home watching. So, Mom, if you're listening, happy 50th birthday and enjoy your day. Now, Keyshawn, to you about that Kings and Warriors game, I was watching, and the only thing I can think of going through my mind when I saw Andrew Wiggins take that shot at the end of the game is, I want Iguodala. That's the only thing I can think of. Now, Jay, my Tar Heels are coming for you this year. And, Max, let's talk about a little bit about my boy Javonte Davis on Saturday.
Don't try to skip over the Tar Heels line.
I had to shout him out. Yeah, no. Let's skip over the Tar Heels line. We coming for you, Duke Lover. Right. But listen, right. Russell Westbrook and the Clippers are coming for it all this year. Let's go, Clippers. Let's go, Brody. Like I said when I called in last week, it's a new town in L.A., Keith. Go ahead and get you a Clippers jersey, baby.
Yeah. That's a lot of topics
you
right
do
there.
Do what? Give it away? Come on now.
Is there a fight this week? This weekend coming up?
Yeah, this weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Saturday, Max couldn't even give me tickets.
Javonte Davis. Javonte Davis, Ryan Garcia. That's not our fight, Jay. It's not our fight.
It's this weekend?
I tried to get Max to hook me up.
Are you going?
It's not our fight. No, it's not our fight.
Well, why can't you go anyway?
Whether it's your fight or not, you know so many people in the boxing.
I'm
going to
be
watching.
I will watch that. Listen, I will watch that on TV. There are some fights that no matter what, I'm going to go to. For example, Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford won't be our fight. I'll be there. If that happens, I'm going to be there, no doubt.
Jay, can you give me tickets to Florida State UConn basketball game, even though you're not calling it?
You
didn't go to either one of those schools?
Yeah, sure.
You could call somebody, right?
Here's the issue.
Because you're in the college basketball world, so you can call somebody.
Here's the issue.
You would think if he's in the boxing world, he should be able to call somebody.
Here's the issue. When you are extremely blunt about your takes, you can offend certain people in the boxing industry. Uh-oh. So if I needed to have my career such that I could always get the ticket no matter who's promoting, etc., that would be one thing. But if I want to tell the truth,
Oscar,
that's another. No, some other stuff.
Okay. You can call somebody. Doesn't make any sense. Some
he's
hotel,
apologize. Listen, I'm
some
sorry.
Something. I asked Max 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Hey, man, could you give me two seats?
I told him no.
Well, call so-and-so.
Where's it at? Is it in Vegas?
Vegas. I told you the fight I could get you. I could hook you up.
I don't want that fight. I said this fight.
I could hook you up for Devin Haney, Vasily Lomachenko, which actually is at least as high a level fight.
And this is why you can't get tickets. Something that you just said right there. You offended the promoter. You see?
Well, I tell the truth. That's the thing. Tell the truth, you know.
Let's not dig the hole any deeper, Max. Here we go.
There's no hole. I'm good. Just, you know, the thing I have to sacrifice in my career is sometimes getting key seats, apparently. look at this. We're already heavy. Will the addition of Odell Beckham Jr. speed up negotiations between Lamar and the Ravens? ESPN.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, hey. ESPN Radio. And look who's dropping by, guys. Louis Riddick, ESPN NFL analyst, brought to you by Beacon. Beacon and Beacon Pro Plus app helps roofers get things done from anywhere 24/7. Beacon, always building. Good morning, Lou.
What's up? How you guys doing?
We got that holy music going for you this morning, Lou. You know what I mean? Got that praise music going
for
you.
Yeah, you know what? I see what it's doing to you. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at Keyshawn, where are you? You out in L.A., man.
Yeah, I'm in L.A. I'm in studio.
Okay.
Studio,
you got it good, then.
Yeah, he's got. But by the way, okay. Luke, I don't know this. I don't know this today, but watch this. Key, do you have socks on or your toes out right now?
Toes out, man.
Toes out.
Right. Flip-flops.
Got the pedicure. Lewis.
I like it. You're living the good life.
We've been talking a lot of Ravens, you know, this whole offseason. Do you think that Odell Beckham signing with the Ravens changes the calculation in the Lamar negotiations at all?
No, I don't. I'm going to take Odell for, you know, at his word where he said he was given no assurances by Lamar that he would be back there. Look, business is business. He understands that better than anyone. I mean, we'd be foolish not to think that Eric DaCosta and Ozzie Newsome and, you know, Steve Bisciotti and the rest of the ownership group was not trying to kind of bridge the gap in terms of, look, Lamar, if we look back over your career since you've been here, we understand you really haven't had a true number one, despite what anyone says about your, you know, progress or lack thereof, you know, as far as being a pocket passer, which people now are coming out of the woodwork talking about the fact that this is a guy who has never really shown the kind of chops that are deserving of the kind of contract that he's looking for, which is just ridiculous. But we're going to try and give you a guy that maybe can help, you know, this transition that we're trying to do right now with Todd Monken and transitioning this offense away from what Greg Roman put in the place on your behalf. Look, there's no question they're trying to do that. But it still comes down to the business at hand, which is the structure of the contract, what is fully guaranteed at signing, and for how long am I going to be a Baltimore Raven, and whether or not this is a legacy, you know, lifetime type of contract. That's really what is at, you know, at the crux of this entire issue, regardless of whether or not Odell Beckham is there or anyone else is there. And I don't think Odell would expect it any other way. We shouldn't expect it any other way, so we'll see what happens.
Lewis, you mentioned Greg Roman. We know what that offense is all about. You mentioned Todd Monken coming over from Georgia to run a pass-friendly, happy offense. Last week, though, Lewis, Roethlisberger had some choice words, so to speak, about Lamar's play.
Right.
And putting the ball in the air versus when it's on the ground. You know, he says you don't fear him just sitting around in the pocket picking you apart. What's your assessment of what he said?
Yeah, man. See, this is what I'm talking about. All right, if you go back and you look at Ben's career in Pittsburgh and you look at the wide receivers, Keyshawn, that Ben has had at his disposal, starting with Hines Ward, Santonio Holmes, Antonio Brown, Mike Wallace, Emmanuel Sanders, Deontay Johnson, you know, Bruce Arians being his coordinator early in his career.
Wasn't Plax
there? It's not even close to being
Plax
an apple.
Wasn't Plax there early on?
Is it? I'm trying to think back in 2004.
Yeah, because Eli came in with Roethlisberger.
I can't remember. I went
Eli
back.
Didn't have Plax
the whole time. I went back to 2007, which is far enough. Okay, the names I just rattled off for you are enough. That's enough right there. All right, so understand, look, context is important here. And what he had at his disposal and the offense that was constructed in Pittsburgh looked far different than the offense that was constructed in Baltimore to get Lamar onto the field and get him up to speed and get him producing for this franchise quickly. Now, there's no doubt it needs to undergo a transformation, and they're trying to do that. But Lamar has had, look at the names that Lamar has had, if I ran down that list since 2018, who he has had, the kind of guys he has had, okay? Hollywood Brown, Sammy Watkins, Devin Duvernay, James Prochet, Miles Boykin, Willie Snead. These are the guys that he's had. Then listen to the list of people that Pittsburgh has had, okay? And look at the offense that they run in Baltimore, and then think about what Bruce Arians had in play in Pittsburgh.
Lewis?
It's totally different.
Lewis?
It's totally different, and I'll just end the argument right there.
Lewis, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to add this in because it supports your argument. In spite of all that, the data that we have on each guy about passing from the pocket, Lamar Jackson has both a higher passing percentage and a higher QBR from the pocket based on available data on both guys. In spite of all that.
Yep. Look, I've seen it. Look, we did a game in Baltimore. Three games of Baltimore is when I was on Monday night. One in Baltimore when they played Indianapolis, and Lamar just went crazy. Baltimore in Cleveland on Monday, which is one of the most exciting games of the past 10 years on Monday Night Football. And then the playoff game down in Tennessee. The guy, quite honestly, he can do whatever it is that you need him to do. But we all know. See, what's interesting is, you know, we care about supporting structure and supporting cast with quarterbacks when it's convenient for us to care about it. And then we ignore it when it doesn't support our argument, when we want to either, you know, when we want to bring down a quarterback and or advance a narrative or a belief that we have about a guy. And with Lamar, it's funny how the goalposts and the narratives and or the context changes all the time when we talk about this guy. We conveniently leave out information all the time about him to either support him and or degrade him or knock him down, which is just, it's just bizarre that it's been like this. It started since, you know, the whole pre-draft nonsense about he needs to go to wide receiver, play running back, whatever it was. It started since then. But the facts of the matter are this. Look, the statistics, as you just pointed out, Max, support the fact that this guy can win from the pocket. And as far as context, when you're talking about people that he has been able to play with and line up with on a consistent basis, it doesn't even come close to what Ben had. And look, Ben was at one of the best organizations in all of football his entire career and had some fantastic weapons. Pittsburgh does a better job of developing wide receivers maybe than anyone in the National Football League over the past 15, 20 years, definitely since Mike Tomlin has been there. They developed wide receiver after wide receiver after wide receiver. They've done it for a long, long time, going back to my days in the 90s. They have historically done a great job of doing that. Do you want me to like name the list again of wide receivers that Lamar has had at his disposal since he's been in Baltimore?
No.
I mean, do we really need to go through that exercise again?
No, key while you're doing it, maybe.
No, I don't want you to because my stomach is going to start hurting.
So look, man, let's just be real about it when we're talking about this guy. Let's objectively, obviously it's going to be a little bit subjective, but let's objectively evaluate what he has done in his career and what he can continue to do going forward, provided the right structure. Look, the whole Todd Monken hiring, when you think about what he did at Georgia and their usage of 12 personnel down there in Georgia, two tight ends, two wides, You know, they're number one in the Power Five in terms of operating out of that personnel grouping, attacking the middle of the field with the tight ends that they had down there with Stetson Bennett, a quarterback. This is the kind of thing that you can envision in Baltimore with them being a between-the-numbers-centric type of passing game. That's where Lamar wants to live. That's where he has done very well. The play-action passing game, getting him under center, strong running game, support the first and second down play-action passing game. He will continue to develop on third down with guys like Odell Beckham, and if Rashad Bateman can stay healthy. Look, his career still is on an upward trajectory. He knows it. Baltimore knows it. They know they need to transition away from what they've been under Greg Roman. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. But let's just be fair and let's just be objective about evaluating this guy, because it's just getting out of hand. It's getting stupid, actually.
But don't forget, Lamar, it's not too late to change the receiver. All right. Thank you very much, Lewis Riddick, as always. And yeah. The funny thing is, with Odell in the fold, it's not impossible if Lamar comes back. He might catch a pass in the Super Bowl, right? Odell can throw it.
Yeah.
All right. There it is. Lewis Riddick, ESPN. Thank you, Lou, as always. We're going to get to your calls in a bit. But next, Jay, Keyshawn Johnson tells you the best landing spots for each of the five draftable quarterbacks in that first round. KJM, ESPN Radio.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max was presented by Progressive Insurance.
DMX.
Any best landing spots. Oh, yeah, that's right. I said DMX. Yeah. This is MOP.
Yeah.
MOP was whoo.
Any up.
By the way, Annie Up is just one of several.
Yes.
MOP was live. Best landing spot for each of the top five quarterbacks. Keyshawn Johnson, the floor is yours.
Mr. Johnson. Is there music? Is there music? Is there music that's going to lead him into? Oh, there it is.
You're supposed to ask me questions, Max.
Oh, I did. I don't think you can hear me. Best landing spot for each of the top five quarterbacks, Key.
Yeah, but you're
I'll start off. I got it. Let's go first off, Key. C.J. Stroud. Best landing spot. Go ahead.
I think if C.J. Stroud goes number one overall, and I can say this pretty much for all the quarterbacks, but something makes me believe that, hey, when you look at the Carolina Panthers and you look at the coaching staff and what it is that they like big, strong quarterbacks like they're used to. Frank Reich, along with Jim Caldwell, who's his special assistant, but also a beautiful mind as far as an offensive coordinator goes. He's not calling the plays, but he's in the building. Carolina certainly fits best for C.J. Stroud.
All right, next up, Keyshawn Johnson, Bryce Young.
You know, Bryce Young, I can say the same thing for him with the Carolina Panthers, but I'm going to say the Houston Texans. The reason I believe this is because when you talk about what is the foundation of building in Houston, it's going to be defense with D'Amico Ryans coming over from the San Francisco 49ers as the defensive coordinator. They want to build on defense. That's what the principles are. Then you have a quarterback that has some ability with an offensive line that's probably going to be struggling up until some point. He has some mobility. He knows how to escape the pocket and buy time to push the football down the field. So I think Houston at number two is good place for Bryce Young.
Okay, the Kentucky superstar coming out, Will Levis.
Well, I can barely hear, but I know you said Will Levis. I like Indy for Will Levis. I don't know why. I just think when I look at Andrew Luck or a Peyton Manning, that's their style quarterback. Carson Wentz, so to speak. Matt Ryan, they want big. They want strong arm guys. This is an indoor facility for him. I think it'll be a good spot for him. He doesn't have to play right now. Give him some time to learn the NFL game, a year or so, but immediately put him into the lineup when he's ready to go.
Okay, Key, the quarterback who had the most exciting quarterback day, throwing day, hit the scaffold at the top of the building, Anthony Richardson.
I think Anthony Richardson can fit in any of those spots, but I would put him in the Las Vegas Raiders, Jay. I think if he goes and he learns a couple years, Jimmy Garoppolo sits and he plays. Jimmy Garoppolo plays while he sits 2 years or so. Anthony Richardson learns how to play pro football, meaning a pro quarterback with Josh McDaniels. I think that'll be a good spot for him. They'll probably maybe they don't have to move up to get him. Maybe he sits where they're at. I think they're at 7. I think that'd be a good landing spot for him.
And Key, last but not least, I think one of the most intriguing prospects in the draft from the quarterback position, Tennessee standout Hendon Hooker.
You know, you ACL injury, he won't play at all in his next coming season in 2023-24. He'll be basically a red shirt. So you want to find a situation that makes perfect sense for that. Maybe there's a Seattle in his life where Geno Smith, who's on basically a one-year deal, maybe a two-year deal, you get a guy like this, get him healthy, he fits right into Pete Carroll's system and what they want to do in the Pacific Northwest.
Can you think he goes in the first round? You think is he there, or you think he ends up being like a second rounder?
No, I think he would have probably could have been the number one overall pick if he'd have finished the season. You just got to remember, Jay, he's got enough film, and it's an ACL. ACL injuries are like toenails falling off nowadays, right? They come right back on, guys are playing. So if you can redshirt him in the 23-24 season, then I think you look at it and you say, okay, a year, 2 years from now, that ACL be completely healed. You put him behind a guy like a Geno Smith, he learns in the building. He learns what being a quarterback is all about, and you steal him. Now, maybe where they're picking is a little high. Maybe they could drop down. Maybe they could climb back into the first round and get him at the bottom. But he's the first round grade, I'm sure.
This is what I'm curious about, Key, when it comes to Hendon Hooker. I mean, you and I discussed this a little bit last week, but I've talked to a lot of people now who have said, nah, he's a system quarterback. And that combined with his age and the injury. But I'm thinking, well, hold on a second. The only thing that would lower him, in my view, would be if he is a system quarterback. Because age, whatever. So he's good right away and he doesn't play 20 years. Well, who cares? And
they're
injury, you're going to get better from the injury. To me, he should be the number one guy, if not for right. So do you see he's actually good, or is he a system quarterback?
No, they're all system quarterbacks. They all thrive in systems. That's just a narrative to set because of the style and Josh Heupel in Tennessee, where there's all these wide splits and the receivers are basically at the Gatorade buckets. So he has all this room to manipulate the football. So the one thing people want to say, he's a system quarterback. Well, Zach Wilson was a system quarterback at BYU, okay? And Mitch Trubisky was a system quarterback at North Carolina.
Yeah, but why point to them? That means stay away.
Trevor Lawrence was a system quarterback at Clemson. I mean, I could go on and on and on. You know, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield. Every quarterback is a system quarterback.
So he'll be the steal of the draft,
in the system at Michigan.
He'll be the steal of the draft if he falls then.
Yeah, I think he will be. I don't know about a steal of the draft, but it certainly has value. He's a quarterback, and everybody needs quarterbacks.
He looked good to me. I don't know. I'm not paying as close attention to some of our football people, but I know Hendon Hooker looked right to me.
And his age, as far as the age go, Max,
I'm not concerned about that.
Come on, man, please.
Key, I keep thinking about what would be a good fit for him, and I know that you said Seattle could be a good fit, but if you're Minnesota and you be looking at Kirk Cousins, you're like, why not Hendon Hooker there? Like, that could be a really interesting prospect for him considering his age and his experience.
Hendon Hooker Minnesota looks like he's ready to play as soon as he gets healthy. Right? As soon as he gets healthy, he'd be ready to play.
Minnesota would be a good spot.
Yeah.
I just like I like Pete Carroll, and I like what I've seen him do with those style quarterbacks in the past.
The trust.
Lakers got game one. Is this series over, KJM?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.